While looking through the fridge yesterday evening for something to drink while watching Top Gear, only a small amount, so I didn't spit too much of it out with the humour of it all, I looked in the fridge and found a small can, one of those tiny little sample cans that they used to sell individually. I don't know if they still do, but this was given away during June, which was my caffeine-free month, and it was a little can of Pepsi Raw, which was advertised as containing only natural ingredients. Now, I don't know what that means, because one kind of wonders what normal Pepsi contains, but I thought I'd give it a go and let you know what I thought. And it tastes kind of like cola. It doesn't taste like normal Pepsi, but then again it doesn't taste as nice as Coke, which I refuse to drink for political reasons. But it's interesting to sort of think that they've gone for, I don't even know if it's organic, just natural ingredients into their product as some kind of advertising gimmick. I wonder if it will succeed. I can't see it doing so if it costs significantly more than their normal product, and certainly not if it outweighs own brand products either. But considering how much it costs to buy a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi from a pub or bar when they use the syrup and soda water, which must cost them next to nothing to produce, it kind of raises a number of questions as to how much it actually costs to make in the first place. Bring back the soda stream, I say. I say bring it back. I think we've probably got one in the loft. Oh, back to the free cycling again. Speak to you later.